You have chosen to trust me, the hypnotic beast, to guide you into a light, focused trance where you can forget about everything else for now, travel to a fantastic land of toys, and transform into a hungry, hungry gorilla.
Before we begin, please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You will hear the normal everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have the safety mechanism, you can relax and let go, allowing yourself to trust and enjoy this process. Please make sure that any people, pets, parents, partners, or posse will avoid interrupting you. Silence all devices that might draw your attention. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a couch or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so. And prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become more powerful, you become more open and receptive to positive good suggestions, and your skills of imagination, visualization, make-believe, and focus increase as well. Let's begin with a deep breath in,
and breathe in,
breath out.
Breathe out slowly. Take a deep breath. Out. Take in a deep and slow breath. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out the air completely. In. Out. Breathe in. Breathe out slowly. In. Breathe out slowly. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out slowly. Breathe in. Out. Breathe in. Out. In. Out. Breathe in. Breathe out slowly. Take a deep breath. Breathe out the air completely. In. Out. out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out. In. Breathe out the air completely. In. Breathe out slowly. Take in a deep and slow breath. Breathe out the air completely.
As you continue to breathe, you can allow yourself to focus inwards and relax deeper. The deeper you can relax, the more you can focus. The more you can focus, the more you can imagine and allow your inner senses to dominate. The more you become experienced with mindful make-believe, the more you can trust in me. And in this process, we can enjoy deep, profound hypnosis. You can feel wonderful when you forget about everything else for now and allow me to guide you to go deep into a rich fantasy as you experience your imagination and allow your mind to wander. How does it feel when you become so immersed in fantasy you forget your senses just for a short while? Each and every time you go in and out of hypnotic trance, you become more experienced with how your mind works, and your ability to tell reality from fantasy grows ever stronger. If you listen to the sound of my voice, you can focus on the four pillars of hypnosis: relaxation, focus, trust, and imagination, which all interact to allow you to go deep into a hypnotic experience. This is your time to relax deeply and allow your body and mind to recover and restore. Could you imagine one day you found yourself a ticket to Toyland? Perhaps you're not sure what the intricately decorated ticket was really for. Maybe you thought it was some form of marketing stunt. Perhaps you found yourself on a crisp morning near midwinter by the nearest train tracks waiting for a train to Toyland. To your surprise, a large steam engine locomotive rolls down the track, billowing massive clouds of steam. Every car in the train looks to be made of polished wood and brass. The antique train car looks impeccably maintained and yet well worn by many journeys. A conductor of a long, rolling white beard and a big pot belly, clad in a sharp uniform and a conductor's cap, punches your ticket and guides you to your seat. Inside the train, you find lush cabins with large reclining chairs and a wide aisle between them. Feeling the spirit of adventure, you settle into your chair and watch the landscapes pass by through the windows. The train seems to be magical as you realize it follows a rail line you've never known existed. You seem to be going around the world as the train picks up passengers from various countries. The different biomes you pass through, forests, plains, deserts, tundras, seems to change every half hour or so. Soon the train car is full of different people, but the spacious seating still makes the journey rather comfortable. The people on the train understand each other, although some say you have a foreign accent in their mother tongue, while some seem to have a foreign accent in the language you speak. Everyone that boarded the train has the same detailed ticket to Toyland. You all feel like little kids heading to a fantastic destination. People ask you what your favorite toys are. Perhaps you grew up with over-muscled action figures. Perhaps you had a plump, cuddly plush. Perhaps you had a rocking horse. Perhaps you had a fun board game, a gluttonous gorilla. The conductor, walking through the cabin, gives a deep chuckle as he looks everyone over. His belly jiggles and he says, "Wouldn't you rather be a toy?" Everyone in the car seems to drop into a slight daze for a moment, and you all agree it would be rather fun to become your favorite toy. A few pretend to be there, start an improv acting out being their favorite toys. When it's time for you to eat, you head to the dinner car and have an amazing meal. You might not have thought they had your favorite food on the train, but they did. Afterwards, you go to the cafe car and enjoy a good drink as you chat with your new friends. You all can't seem to stop talking about your favorite toys. At night, the train heads north into a pine forest surrounded by snow. The moon reflects on the trees in a blissfully soothing way. Your seat reclines all the way back, and you find it easy to drift all the way down into a peaceful sleep. The conductor walks up and down the train. He opens the window slightly, and the cool night air is comforting and relaxing. The burly round conductor then heads for the engine. A few minutes later, the engine blows a massive billowing cloud of cool steam. The steam flows into each and every train car from the outside. The mist feels wonderful as it coats your face and fills your sinuses. It has a fantastic, relaxing scent and sensation, like a powerful healing salve. Mint, methanol, eucalyptus, all those wonderful scents. Perhaps pure, or perhaps mixed with the herbs from the conductor's pipe and his fatherly scent. It seems to relax the deepest you possibly could go. As you continue to settle more comfortably into your support, you can feel the lovely mist flow into your lungs soothingly and wash over your body. It flows around your head, massaging your scalp and pleasurably numbing your face, so all the muscles in your jaw, brow, and skull can relax and become calm. With each and every breath you breathe in, you can feel the pacifying magic placate your deepest fears as you become copacetic and trusting. The magic mist feels as though someone you trust massages your back and shoulders as any discomfort or unease fades away. The soothing mist flows along your arms, so you feel your arm muscles relax from your biceps and triceps down to your forearms and wrists. Your hands can touch pure relaxation as the mist unwinds all the small muscles in your palms and fingers. It feels wonderful to just let go and enjoy the ride. The magic mist billowing from the engine only takes you deeper into enchantment as it soothes your lower back and belly, rubbing them gently. It feels amazing to let the largest muscles in your body, your groin, glutes, and thighs, just give in to relaxation and accept pleasurable comfort. Your shins and calves easily follow the rest of your body as you can do nothing but relax even further. The mist seems to whirl around your feet, perhaps driving deep into your socks and shoes, all the nooks and crannies, to spread the relaxation to the deepest parts of yourself. You can feel every toe step into soothing comfort as the magical mist seems to give your feet a wonderful massage. As you drift deeper into comfort, you can hear a soft loudspeaker click on from somewhere in the cabin. The deep, rich voice of the conductor says it is time to go into a deep sleep for the night. The soothing mist is filling the train and keeps flowing to allow you to go even deeper into pure relaxation. The conductor says he will help you count sheep to drop into a deep, peaceful sleep. There are 10 sheep in a dirt field, he says. One by one, they hop the fence and go deep into the nearby flower meadow, peaceful and free to sleep comfortably. With every number I count, go deeper into soothing sleep. You can forget about everything for now and go deeper into peaceful slumber. 10. The first fluffy sheep jumps the fence. Feel yourself drop down into the sleepy meadow. 9. The next fluffy sheep jumps. You can go even deeper into trance. 8. It feels good to relax even more. 7. You can listen to my voice and yield to experience. 6. It feels wonderful to just feel your body softly sink into a fresh bed of fluffy flowers. 5. Nothing to do but sleep and indulge in this wonderful fantasy. 4. You can relax and go deeper. 3. Easy to become open to new experiences and grant yourself the freedom to enjoy deep, immersive fantasy. 2. With every breath you take, you breathe in my enchanting magic and release everything else. 1. It feels good to sleep and become a happy toy, doesn't it? 0. All the way down now. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. The next morning, you exit the train to find yourself in a town full of enchanted toys. The wooden platform of the station is soon full of your fellow passengers. Tall alpine mountains surround the valley on all sides. The scent of pine and green relaxes you further. A small army of human-sized plush animals carry away your luggage in their maws. A sharp-looking guard with a sharp hat, cape, and a long, flowing white beard. Despite their brilliant, youthful smile, vaguely reminding you of a nutcracker, greets you and the other guests from atop a white rocking horse that seems to be both rocking soothingly on massive arched rails and yet standing regally still on all fours at the same time. Behind the nutcracker is a roped kobold in a pocket dimension inside a giant floating card with points and instructions printed on a box in the front. The scholarly kobold takes notes in a leather-bound book. The nutcracker dismounts his horse and struts towards the new arrivals. As the guard walks, his firm muscles ripple under his uniform, and he has an air of collected focus and commanding intelligence. While you are focused on this commanding figure, the train pulls out of the station, and you realize you are now in his hands. He barks commands, and you soon all quickly line up side by side, facing him. He paces, looks you all over, and inspects each and every one of you like a drill sergeant. When he comes to you, you realize he is even more attractive and frightening than you thought. He looks like he's getting down to business as he gives you more than just a cursory inspection. He pulls your arms out and inspects your muscles. He pats your belly, perhaps your rump. He looks at your hands and feet, while giving you the coldest stare down. He pulls on your chin and looks inside your mouth like a doctor at a checkup. For a few moments, he leans back, thinking, stroking his white beard. The nutcracker looks at you for a very long time. It's almost as though he doesn't know what to do with you. Suddenly, he snaps his fingers. Gorilla Gobbler, he says to the scholarly kobold guard. The kobold jots that down in his book. Before you can ask what a gorilla gobbler is, you feel your body swell huge and massive. Your arms become thick furry tree trunks as they grow huge and you pound the ground with heavy gorilla fists. You can't help but ook and grunt as you go ape. Your body thickens and colorful gorilla fur coats your expanding frame. Perhaps you are a red, orange, yellow, green, blue, or purple gorilla. Your legs seem to grow stubby and thick, but the truth is your torso is becoming that much more large and powerful. Your powerful gorilla gut descends low to the ground as your shoulders grow wide and furry. You can soon feel your intellect drain away as you can speak nothing but grunts and caveman talk. Your barrel chest tears your shirt open, revealing a hairy chest and solid pecs over a round gorilla gut. Your clothes rip and tear as you grow bigger and bigger, feeling the beast inside you grow until you're almost the size of King Kong, but 10 times as thick and powerful with a belly the size of a train car. It's almost unbearable how heavy and bulky you're becoming. You feel like a monster bursting with muscle and bulk, You rear up on your hind legs, grunting and beating your chest. Your massive gut grumbles, and you feel an almost insatiable need to fill your large belly. Gorilla gobble, gorilla gobble, you chant while rubbing your massive gorilla gut. Meanwhile, the Nutcracker has moved on to the next few passengers. Strangely, they all seem to be turning into delicious fruit animal people. The next passenger turns into an orange Yutang, a big, juicy, fat monkey man with long arms. You watch as he looks up at you in shock. He trips on the tattered rags of his clothing, and his big, juicy, fruity body jiggles like jello, even though he's also made out of clear-scented plastic. He tries to run, but trips. Out of nowhere, he throws a pair of dice, gets a 9, and runs into a nearby jungle with colorful pathways made out of large squares. The next person turns into a pineapple panther. Their body bulges and turns translucent gold. As their muscles swell with pineapple juice, they quickly roll a pair of dice while they continue to transform into a powerful muscle-bound jaguar. Giant mounds of clear, golden muscle bursting out of their human clothes. They roll a 3 and bristly power walk away from you. Their bulging muscles ripple and jiggle slightly as they move. And you're just so hungry. They look so tasty and delicious, like juicy candy. You can't help but scoop them up, shove them into your gaping gorilla mouth. You chew slightly, but they're too tough to bite through. They taste like the most delicious pineapple gummy gusher you've ever tasted. You swallow them whole, and you feel them kicking inside your belly, making you feel amazingly good and full. They squirm at first, but soon they give in to enjoying a deep slumber in your warm belly. Gorilla gobble, you chant, in a low rumble, as you head into your new jungle board game. Meanwhile, the whole set of passengers have become pleasantly plump, fruity animal people. Somehow, both hard plastic game pieces and living anthro-fruit gummies filled with gushing juice. A small grape ape is neck and neck with the orange Yutang. A chubby macaque guava parrot waddles as they swing their wing arms and try to catch up with the others. Lagging far behind, huffing and puffing, is a Maine hippo, a big, juicy mango hippo, almost too fat to waddle through the game board. It's so easy to scoop up the fruity furs in your massive hands and gobble them down, your mouth savoring the sweet tropical flavor. Your belly feels twice as full and round, and you feel twice as mighty and powerful. It's hard not to crave more delicious, fruity, brightly colored animal people. You romp through your jungle, searching the board for more player pieces. The grape ape with his huge, bulging grape muscles has fallen behind. You do your thing, gobbling him down, savoring his delicious, fruity flavor. You feel 3 times as full and powerful. Power courses through your body as you feel more huge and massive than you ever did in your wildest dreams. You are king of the board, the ruler of this jungle. You find the macaque guava parrot, scoop him up. Savor his taste and squishy body, filling you up, making you more of a massive, powerful ape. The last player, the orangutan, is just a few blocks away from a square marked finish. They roll a dice, but just stop short of reaching the goal. You devour the delicious guava bird and become the mightiest ape of the jungle. You feel so large and heavy with all those fruity animals inside you. You've never felt so much bliss as a massive bloated ape. You reward yourself by taking a satisfying nap. The sun eventually sets and you let out a deep, loud belch that echoes through the jungle and all the way to the toy town. The game board resets for the week. You fill your gut empty as you shrink down to a massive yet reasonable size. Your hunger has subsided. All the fruity animal people are back to normal, talking to each other casually in the jungle clearing before you. They tell you and the others, good game, and you're all ushered back to Toy Town by Nutcracker guards on rocking horses. You are a minor celebrity, and as everyone in Toy Town was watching these Hunger Games. They tell you next week there'll be more players, and your big gorilla gut rumbles. You get assigned your own place to learn the ins and outs of Toyland, including all the places to relax and have fun, like the gym, the hot springs, the cafes and drinking halls, the waterfalls and forests. You soon make wonderful friends, not just with other board game pieces, but with toys of all kinds, with whom you enjoy playing with. Over the next few months to years, you attend classes on how to be a great toy, how to act like a big brother or guardian angel to a special owner eventually. Deep inside, you feel as though you can continue to grow in ways that rewardingly help others and yourself. But for now, you enjoy competing and screwing around with other toys, as you enjoy your new experience as a board game in Toyland. Take a few moments now to recall this experience in greater detail in your own preferred way. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience.
As you listen to this recording, you can trust and enjoy trance. People are able to recognize and enjoy vivid imagination. You can allow yourself to relax and let go. The more often you consciously make-believe, the more conscious you become of make-believe in your everyday life. You can enjoy the sensory imagery provided by your subconscious. You can relax, knowing that all this is temporary. Only remember to focus. Forget what you can forget. You can feel yourself open up and become more receptive. Permit yourself to focus on what's best for you to focus on. Allow the most basic part of yourself to relax. You can allow your conscious self to relax. Isn't it wonderful to know how much you can love hypnosis? You may notice your focus increasing as you tune out discomfort. You can do nothing but relax now. It feels good to become open to change. It's okay to allow yourself to feel what you want under hypnosis. You are able to let go of everything for now. It feels good to trust your ability to imagine. With each and every word I say, allow an even greater trust to form. Allow your subconscious mind to send you images.
In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of whatever state of trance you may be in, feeling refreshed, as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0, taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of this session, perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1, closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives, negative thoughts, negative places, memories, or people. 2, starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, completely human in body and mind. 3, allowing the world around you to return. 4, eyes crystal clear. 5, eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and go deeper.
Thanks to my supporters who ensure more quality recordings in the future and give a small donation of a dollar or more a month at hypnobeast.com.